what I loved about The Last Bond, you know, it is Daniel Craig's sort of reinvention in a sense of the character. People now have huge expectations. It's the follow-up to Casino Royale. That's like scary, you know, it's a very hard thing to do.
Ask him about Slate.
Did you ask him about Slate? Slate was a dead end.
He killed him.
It's falling into place. It's just, you know, it's a big piece of machinery to get going, and we've got to make this one better. We've got expectation against us now. There's a lot more work to do on this one, or it seems that way, or maybe I've just got selective memory about the last one, because the last one seems sort of a walk in the park compared to this one now. Obviously with a new director, with Mark, you know, there's a different feeling on the set, but I think everybody's very psyched about it and very excited about the prospect of creating something different.
It's funny, like when I started shooting, you know, you're watching Judi Dench or Daniel. There's something, a very weird feeling when you're doing it. It's like you suddenly have this feeling that I'm so familiar with these characters, but still you're creating something different or having a different point of view on them.
This is about trust. I thought I could trust you.
We've shot a few of the sort of dialogue sequences, which was kind of unusual, and it was nice. It was nice to sort of start with some meaty dialogue sequences. Kidding myself that it was going to last.
Last film, Daniel, is amazing in the action work, and this film has really more than doubled it. We have a lot of different kind of action sequences. He's had to do a lot more extensive training than he did in the last film.
I'm just doing very, very hard, strenuous rehearsal. I'm loving it. I really am. I'm loving it. Who wouldn't? Like 2 or 3 weeks in, I'm, you know, we haven't started yet. We've barely scratched the surface. I'm not going to say it's hard.